Herzlich willkommen. Welcome to a new show of Business Spotlight. My name is Alexander Smeer. Ich bin Alexander Smeer und heute habe ich eine Premiere. Ich führe dieses Interview auf Englisch und zwar mit Vicky Gupta. It's a pleasure to have Vicky on board for this interview. It's my first in English, so I'm a little bit excited. And he's from NAV IT Consulting, a company that is focusing obviously on IT consulting. And Vicky, maybe you just explain what you're doing, who you are, and how long you're already doing that.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Thanks for introducing and giving me a chance for the interview. So, as you mentioned, my name is Vicky. I'm originally from India, but relocated in Germany for more than 11 years now. And as the name of our company implies, NAV IT Consulting, we navigate our customer to success. Yeah. So we consult our customer in SAP digital supply chain to make their journey successful. In addition, we also support our customer with Microsoft Power Platform to convert their imaginations to life, exactly. And we are doing it from last more than 7.5 years, and we have many big successful customers, and slowly the number of customers are increasing.
Cool. Customers, good question. A good point for the next question. What kind of customers do you have? Who is coming to you?
So we have a mixed customer base. Actually, in SAP domain, we consult the big customers, big chemical customers, as well as some retail customers. So we mainly do SAP transportation management, extended warehouse management, and business network for logistics. So we have customers from US, we have many customers from Europe, like from Germany natively, like many big chemical companies, also in North Rhine-Westphalia region. And then we have customer from Asia Pacific as well. And then for our Microsoft, we are consulting the customer of small segments. Mainly we have some custom consulting company based out of Munich, some consultings from Vietnam as well, and some of the customers from US as well.
Okay, good. To learn a little bit more about you, who is the first person that comes to mind when you think about su success?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question, actually, and I like it. So the first person comes to my mind is Steve Jobs, actually. So for me, a success is something which has really changed the trend. It's something which brings something out of the box. Yeah, whether it's your service or a product, it should be like overtaking or changing the whole trend in that industry. And I believe this the most important pillars of the success are three factors or three pillars. One is simplification, quality, and the user experience. If you manage all these three, it is not impossible to change the trend. And this is exactly what we focus in our consulting area, in our product division as well, that we ensure these three factors and bring the best user experience by developing a top quality solutions and simplified processes.
Cool, cool, cool reasoning, especially. Okay. Coming to your business, were there any things where you would say, okay, that really were the things that you as an entrepreneur had to learn within the last 7 years, which made the difference?
Yeah, that's also very, very interesting, and maybe I'll share some experience as well. So, because as I mentioned before, so we are based out of India as well as Germany. So we have teams from both the regions. So and in India, you know, there are already many diverse region as well as here as well. So we have a mixed team. So I think the most important thing is diversity and the culture. So the thing which I learned is to understand the culture and the diversity of the people, and also understand their reaction in a situation. So maybe a person from Germany may react totally different in a situation than a person from America, actually. So as a lead, as a manager, it's most important to understand that, support them in the situation so that they can handle the situation better, learn for the next level, and deliver your customer success and contribute in the right way.
Wow. I guess you just said diversity and the different possible reactions. You said someone from America or someone from Germany. In our pre-course, you already let me know that your team is a mixed team. So do you have an example where you would say, okay, I don't know, the German team would react that way. Typically, the Indian team would react that way. And now it was your task to make sure that there's not a misunderstanding in the way.
Yes, exactly. So, for example, if there is a situation which I feel as the German team is most of the time they are very cautious and they are very open to say no, actually, if something is not possible. On the other side, the Indian team is a bit more flexible, and there are many times they say yes, even in some tough situation, which I feel is not possible to achieve. Though they try to give their 150% to achieve it, but still many a times, yeah, it seems not possible. So this is exactly I have to coach my team, yeah. Right? So guys, you have to, yeah, for sure, you have to take the next mile or give an additional step, but you should not compromise your personal things. Yeah, that's why we learn that's why we are all working exactly. So that's where I step in, I stop them, I coach them, and then we assure, maybe provide the right resources, the right knowledge so that we can achieve what we want.
Cool, interesting. Is there a magic sauce how you do this? Is there a trick? Is there a tool?
I will not say there is a trick or a tool, actually. It's all come from the learning. So it's like a baby start walking. So he falls 100 times, and then he starts walking, and then he run, and maybe he win a Olympic as well. So it's all like comes from the learning, and exactly this happened with me as well. So I in my last 16 to 17 years of my career experience, also my university, I have tried many startups, many ventures which weren't that successful, made many mistakes, and that's how I learn. And along with that, I have different coach friends, and I do refer many people and learn from that actually. So I believe like learning from your own mistakes is good, but learning from others' mistakes is even better actually. So I do that regularly.
Learning from mistakes, but learning from others' mistakes. Very, 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 very cool. As a learning. So, your team, when you say, okay, it's all about diversity, it's all about making sure that you handle them. Is it easy to find a team? Especially now, especially as we are located in the Cologne area, do you think it's easy to find people, or is it rather a challenge?
No, you hit the right point, actually. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. So, not only here, I believe throughout Germany, it's a challenge. There's a shortage of skilled professionals, actually, and same is in our field as well. So, and I personally feel like we cannot remove this problem if we just try to get or attract skills person from other countries. But we should motivate and build up our own generation. We should train our next generation so that they can use all the technology and even deliver to the next level of technologies which are coming in future.
Okay, you mentioned another very interesting thing. You said, okay, you've learned not all your ventures have been that successful. So obviously, keeping a track on what works, what's not working, also on the financial part is an important thing. That's at least what I heard from what you were just saying. How do you control now your finance, your admin stuff, that it works, that it's going to be sustainable?
Right, exactly. So first thing which I did in past, I usually gathered many of the points. I keep track of my points which I made mistakes, and at least I try to avoid them so that I don't repeat that. And another thing which I did is we developed a tool actually, which is our own internal tool and very focused to all the German administrative things called Simplimatic. It's simple and automatic. So it really automates lots of our processes, simplify our processes, which is very focused for the German administration, and it can be globally, which is our next step. So we are launching this tool this year in the market. And this tool helps us to really like reduce our administrative work, which is around 10 to 15 days to around 2 to 3 days. Even our invoice payments, timesheet approvals, from 1 week, they reduce to like a couple of hours. So we receive in our bank account the payments at least 7 days before than we are doing it manually previously. So I feel this tool is really doing wonders for us. And even we are further integrating HR management in it so that you can calculate, mainly from the consulting perspective, you can calculate your profits per employee because you have expenses per employee, and you can give him better bonuses because you have everything clear using Power BI dashboards. So that's what our vision actually.
Everyone who just heard that, especially who doesn't really like all those details in admin, probably now makes a little note. Okay, contact Wiki. I want to be one of the pre-testers of this new software. Cool, very interesting, and interesting stuff that you're doing. And you've used it for yourself, and now you're pitching it to the world, right? Great. How good is that?
1.5 years actually to really make it foolproof so that we don't bring anything which is, it doesn't work in the market.
Perfect. Last question. Do you have any advice for your 18-year-old self?
Right. So, yes. Yes. So, what I will advise to my 18-year-old self is, don't lose your hope if you made an unsuccessful attempt. Stay focused, take notes of your mistake, and give it another try. Because just one attempt is not end of the journey. Yeah, you have a whole life, and you from this learning, you can even bring many, many successful things.
What a great advice. Wiki, thank you very much for that interview. Thank you very much for all these insights. A lot of aha moments for me, and I guess for the others who watch this video as well. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure having you.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for giving me an opportunity to talk about me. And thank you very much for your time as well.